The pandemic relief package passed by Congress promised to open up unemployment benefits to gig workers, freelancers, and self-employed people. But as KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young reports, here in Arizona, many of these workers are still waiting for help.
From musicians to rideshare drivers to freelance tutors to massage therapists, there are so many different jobs that can fall into the categories of independent contractors or sole proprietors. But right now, many of those people can't work, or their business has just dried up. And in Arizona, a lot of jobless gig workers are starting to feel the same way.
It's frustrating.
I'm just frustrated.
Well, frustrating.
That was Vinny Sky, a tattoo artist, Shauna Tebow, a hairstylist, and Mike Tate, a real estate agent. They've all tried applying for unemployment insurance through Arizona's Department of Economic Security, but none of them have been paid. Amy June has run her own holistic wellness business for about 20 years. She stopped working in mid-March because she sees clients in her home and she was worried about exposure to the virus.
I was concerned for what would income look like, but I was hopeful that help would come.
June's wife was laid off recently from a company that makes trailers. W-2 employee status made her wife's unemployment application relatively straightforward.
From the day she applied, the day the money was deposited in her account was 7 days.
For June, who files taxes as a sole proprietor, it was a different story.
I got an email that said I didn't have enough income, but they are looking into things.
Real estate agent Mike Tate got the same letter.
We got a response saying that you may be eligible for pandemic unemployment insurance.
And so did hair salon owner Shauna Tebow.
It basically felt kind of like, hey, don't call us, we'll call you.
Like they would get back to us. And
they have not reached out, and there's no updates on the website.
It didn't have any timeline information.
It was about a week ago.
KJZZ heard from many Arizonans who received this letter. Recipients were denied state unemployment insurance, but told they may qualify for a new federal program called Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, or PUA. It said they would be contacted later on. Arizona's Department of Economic Security declined to provide an interview for this story. In the last few weeks, unemployment offices nationwide have received an astonishing number of claims. In Arizona, more than 400,000 people have applied for relief. DES says it has increased staff and extended call hours to try to meet the unprecedented demand. The department also says it will reevaluate the claims that have been denied since early February. But part of the issue is states weren't prepared to handle PUA applications when the federal government created the program, as Shauna Tebow found out when she tried to apply for benefits through Arizona's DES website.
Their online application is set up for the old standards for unemployment. So it was a little bit confusing. I listed myself as my employer because I am self-employed.
DES says the agency's existing application system will need a significant overhaul to allow for new kinds of applicants. The agency says it's working as quickly as possible to create a fix, but doesn't yet have a time frame for completion. But for people out of work, the bills are still coming.
We have rent, car payment, insurance. We just got a flat tire. The AC went out on the other car.
Mike Tate and his wife stayed home from their real estate jobs for 4 weeks. Showing properties and interacting with strangers doesn't allow them to limit exposure to coronavirus. They both have asthma and worry they're at high risk. But
we have not received our stimulus checks yet. And we've got no reason to believe that PUA is coming through anytime soon.
Tate says there were properties available to show, so he and his wife decided to take the risk and start working again.
But it definitely makes us nervous.
Shauna Tebow can't reopen her hair salon right now. She says she's deciding whether or not she needs to close her business for good.
I would be okay floating some of these bills on my credit card if I knew relief was coming in the future. But as of right now, I just don't really know what to do.
She can't get any more information from the Department of Economic Security, and no one knows when the pandemic will end. For now, like so many others, she has no choice but to just wait. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.